Listen to my voice and obey. Listen, listen, and obey, and obey, and relax. Just listening to my voice right now is all you want to do, and you will obey. You will do as instructed. You will submit. You will open your mind and get ready to dismiss all that is masculine and embrace the feminine, the girly. Your inner pretty pink princess. You will crave to do what I tell you to do. You will hang on my every little word. My every syllable is what you need to hear. And you know that deep down inside, where you keep your secrets, that this is what you need and who you are. Your male thoughts will disappear, and in their place, strange, new, exciting thoughts. Your masculine self will slip away. You can see it fading into the fog, and your mind will blossom with thoughts of pinks and peaches and bras and lipstick. When you try to think about male things, your mind will wander to female thoughts. It won't be anything you can control. It will just happen. And when it does, you will feel a tingle run through your body and excitement, knowing that a transformation is taking place. A transformation you can't control. Exciting and arousing. Your mind melding, shaping, and changing in ways you cannot control. The thoughts control you. They control your actions, your mind. They control your body. When you get dressed in the morning, your male clothes start to feel very uncomfortable. They don't seem to fit right. They don't seem to feel right. They are tight and rough. When you get dressed in your male clothes, it just feels wrong. Like you are doing something bad. Your mind will scold you and shame you. And you know you shouldn't be doing it. But you need to deal with the outside world. And when you have to wear your male clothes, your mind tells you it's wrong. Wearing them isn't right. That you need to be wearing your female clothes. You need to feel your female clothes on your body. You can feel your mind expanding to accept that you are in a transformation, and that your mind is accepting that your male self is changing and molding, and that you are transforming into your female self. Your head will spin with female thoughts, just as your male thoughts start to drift away into the mist. You know you need to feel the soft silk of a sexy bra against your skin, pink and frilly and full of lace. It's not a choice. It's something you need and desire. It comes from deep within you. Deep in your mind, you can feel the thought pattern shift and the female thoughts growing stronger and stronger and stronger as you begin to think like a girl. A sexy girl. A slutty girl. A pink princess of a girly girl. You need this transformation like you need air to breathe. It's a desire that burns in you, and you know it needs to happen. You can feel it take over your mind, penetrating deep. Your male thoughts slipping away, fading away, You will find your mind wandering to thoughts of bras and panties and garters and stockings. It will get stronger and stronger and stronger as it builds more and more and more in your mind. You won't be able to stop the progressions of thoughts as you realize that frilly things, girly things, soft, sexy things are the kinds of things you need next to your skin. It will become sharp and clear, and you will find yourself drifting to thoughts of the Victoria's Secrets catalog and everything in it. You will carry that catalog around with you, studying it like a Bible. A Bible of your sexy girl thoughts. You will circle the items you know you need, the items you plan to get. This won't be anything you can control. It will happen. You will do this. You will always know where your Bible is, your catalog, your sexy girl manifesto. You will study it, the clothes the girls are posing in, the posing, and you know you need to be one of them, that being that feminine is your goal, that sexy, that girlish, you need it, you want it, you crave it. The more you think about it, the more excited you get. The more excited you get, the more you have to study it. You find yourself drifting through the pages daily, several times a day. You can feel the images burning into your head as you get more and more and more turned on, knowing you are becoming one of them. A real girl, a sexy wanton girl. A girl who's not ashamed to be a real slut and show off. A girl who loves to seduce and entice. That's what you want. That's what you need, and that is what you crave. Getting more and more and more excited with every turn of the page. Knowing you can't stop. Knowing you have to study it. Knowing it's warping and changing your mind. You will find yourself wandering to makeup counters whenever you are close to one. If you are in the drugstore, you will find yourself in the makeup section, no matter what you were there for. When at the mall, you will find yourself at the makeup counter, reveling in all the colors and shades. You can't stop yourself. It will just happen. You won't know how you got there. Your mind muddled in thoughts of lipstick and eyeshadow. You will find yourself daydreaming while standing at the makeup counter. What shade would look best on you? You can't stop wondering, thinking about your complexion and tone of skin. You start to pull out different lipstick shades and look at each one very, very carefully. Your mind will process this even before you know it. It will disregard anything that isn't pretty and sexy. And you will continue to pull out shade after shade after shade after shade, getting more and more and more aroused with every one. Soft pinks, frosted orange, deep, deep whore red. You get to know each one, imagining how each one will look on your sexy pouty mouth, the mouth you long to use in all kinds of nasty, dirty ways, making you more aroused than you have ever been, standing there, looking at shades of lipstick. You know this is right, that your girlish mind needs this, and you can feel it take over. You can feel the girlish thoughts happen, getting you more aroused and excited, pushing you to even higher levels of excitement, feeling your clit tingle when you look at lipstick, unable to control your sexual reaction, creaming in your girly panties. You realize that it's remote, that you are not trying to think like a girl, but that you are just thinking like a girl. A slutty, sexy girl. who needs to paint her mouth and who needs to do very, very naughty things with it. Your mind wanders and your thoughts drift from lipstick to the boys you want to kiss with your dirty mouth. The boys that are so cute. The boys that make you tingle and quiver with excitement. The sexy shirtless boys of your girlish daydreams. Boys on posters and magazine covers. Boys that are, oh my god, so cute. You find yourself doodling on your work papers. Names of famous boys. Hot boys. Shirtless boys. Boys in Tiger Beat and boys on TV. Sexy hunky boys that you long to be with. Boys that make you excited. That make your heart leap when you see them on the covers of magazines. You find yourself drawing big pink hearts around their names. You can't stop that from happening. It's not anything you can control. It will just happen. You will do it. It's automatic. Big hearts around their hunky boy names. Big swirly hearts. You can't stop yourself in a business meeting. You will absently minded write their names. Zac Efron is the hottest, with a big pink heart encircling his name. Channing Tatum forever, surrounded by hearts and flowers. He's so dreamy, you can't stop thinking about him and how hot he is when he's shirtless. You find your clit tingling at the thought, no matter where you are and no matter what you are doing. It will happen. Your mind will go there, it will drift, and you can't stop it. When you try to stop your mind from drifting to thoughts of hot boys without shirts, you will only be more excited and more aroused. The more you try to stop the excitement, the more aroused you will become. The more your girlish clit will tingle, and you will have to rub it to these thoughts of shirtless boys, under the table as you draw a big pink heart around your heartthrob's name, knowing he's the one for you. You crave this, need this, want this. You can't stop the arousal and excitement. It will build, making you hotter and hotter. The more you think about these hot boys, the more your mind accepts that it's who you are, a creaming teenaged girl obsessed with heartthrobs. You will feel jolts of excitement course through your body, and you will become very, very excited and aroused at these thoughts. It's not something you can control. You will become aroused
and excited,
and you can't stop your girly girl body and mind from reacting to it. You'll become ready, needing, craving to be a real girl. A girl who loves hot, sexy boys. You can't stop the thoughts, the desire. Knowing that your mind is changing, that when given the choice, you will always take the pink one. When given the choice, you will always take the girly one. Because that's who you are and what you are. Excited at the thought of wearing stockings, of feeling the silk and the smooth fabric against your skin, making your clit tingle and throb and beg for release, needing to wear them more and more and more, wanting it, craving it, desiring it. Your body becomes ready and craving to wear a pair of sheer seam smooth stockings, just like your idols in the catalogs, the real sexy girls, the girl you know you want to be. It's what you need, crave, and desire. You can't control how much you need to wear those girlish items.
It controls you.
You're driven to be dressed up in lingerie, a girly girl, a true slut, dressed up in highly fuckable stockings and garters, making you feel and look very, very sexy and girlish. But most of all, it makes you feel girlish because your mind is thinking like a girl. You are always thinking like a girl. You will feel the need, the craving, the desire, and you will crave it. Feeling yourself getting more and more aroused at the thought and deed of being a girlish slut. Of being a little naughty girly slut who is always thinking about boys. Boy crazy with a throbbing clit. Unable to stop your mind from going there. Unable to stop masculine thoughts from vacating your mind. Unable to control the rush of girlish thoughts creeping into your mind. Creeping in more and more and more every day. Thoughts of boys and fashion and pretty pink things. Thoughts of lipstick and lingerie and sexy shirtless boys. Craving to be a sexy girl, obsessed with boys and needing to act on that obsession. Obsessed with being the sexiest girl you can be. A girl who attracts men who want to do very naughty things with her. Made up. Dressed up in sexy stockings and garters. A real girly girl needing, wanting, and craving. Craving in your mind, body, and soul. Feeling the transformation take place. Giving in to the desire to dress up in lingerie is what you need. You need to be a stocking-clad and garter-wearing girly girl who loves to show off. You live for it. You desire it. You have to be a girly girl, a real naughty girl, dressed in smooth stockings and sexy garters, with lipstick smeared on your mouth. It's all you think about, and it makes you very, very aroused and excited. Excited that your mind takes over and these thoughts race and that you have no control over them. They are just there, where they belong, in your head. In your pretty, girly head. You will listen to my voice over and over again, feeling yourself responding to my voice, feeling the arousal, the desire that burns through you like a red-hot knife through a stick of melting butter, pushing you to higher and higher levels of excitement and ecstasy, making you more submissive and obedient, turning you into a real girl. All your thoughts will be those of a real girl. Thoughts of boys and toys and clothes and makeup. A real naughty girl, where all you do is crave to wear lingerie. Frilly stockings, all types of fishnet, seam, sheer, it's all you think about. You insist on wearing them under your regular clothes. It's not something you can control. The more you think about wearing lacy things, the more you want to wear them. The hotter you will get until you are in a constant state of arousal, needing and craving to unleash your inner girl, dressed up in sexy, naughty, girlish things. The desire grows stronger and stronger, turning you on more and more and more, getting you off harder and harder, making you go deeper and deeper. That's how it is, and that's how it will be. You accept that, and you want it. You want it more and more and more. You will listen to me over and over and over and over. You will listen again and again and again, feeling yourself becoming more aroused every time you listen to my voice. You will obey. You will think like a girl. You will think like a boy, crazy, lingerie, obsessed, naughty girl. You can't control it, because you know that's who you are, that's what you are, and what you will always be. Thinking like a girl will come natural to you. The more you try to stop it, the more you need to accept it, the more turned on you get, the more your girlish clit will throb and beg to be rubbed, excited. Aroused, obsessed, addicted to all the girly things, to all your girly thoughts. Your thoughts will be of lace and pink and shirtless boys and big pink hearts.
Listen to my voice.